Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This video is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chasdai, Pesach Vansir, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. I want to speak about two subjects on this week's program. The first is Meir Ettinger, the hero, who is in prison for many months now solely because of his political views in Israel. They put him in prison because he loves the Jewish people, the land of Israel, the Torah, and solely because of his opinions and his criticism of the government, he has been thrown in prison. He's in prison under what is called administrative detention, which means that there are no charges against him. He's not entitled to see a judge. He hasn't been charged with anything. He's not entitled to see any evidence. And in many cases, they don't even allow him to see his attorney. He's in prison simply because they feel like putting him in prison. It's called administrative detention. You don't have to have any charges against you, any evidence, nothing. They don't have to present anything. They just put you in prison and keep you there. And this Jewish hero has been put in prison under those conditions. About a week ago, he wanted to go to the Brit Milah, the circumcision of his son. Son was born, and on the eighth day in the Jewish tradition, we circumcise our baby boys. And he wanted to go to the Brit, to the circumcision. And he was denied the right to do that. So this is just another example of the evil and the cruelty of the Bolshevik rulers in Israel. And the rulers of Israel are Bolsheviks. And they are betraying the people of Israel and betraying the Jewish people as a whole throughout the world. We have to speak out when we see injustice like this. And the Jewish Task Force, JTF, does speak out. We do videos in English and Hebrew. We send money to the families of Jewish prisoners who are being held for political reasons in the prison system. You know, the horrible reality is Jewish heroes are put in prison in Israel solely because of their views. While Arab terrorist murderers are allowed to sit in the Israeli Knesset, the Israeli parliament. You had an Arab terrorist Knesset member of the Knesset, member of the Israeli parliament, just this past week, express open support for the Muslim terrorist mass murderers who are committed to genocide, who are committed to exterminating the entire Jewish people. Just this past week. So Arab terrorist murderers and their spokesmen are allowed to sit in the Israeli Knesset, but Jewish heroes who want to save the Jewish people, who love the Jewish people, who are loyal to the Jewish people, who are faithful to the Jewish people, they're put in prison under terrible conditions, under terrible circumstances, and are tortured. The Shabak, which is the Israeli KGB, actually tortures them. That is the reality of what is happening in Israel today. And when God asks us on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, what did you do when you knew this was happening? And he will ask us, as those of, especially those of us who are Jewish, he will ask us, because Jews especially have an obligation to speak out, because it's their people in their homeland that this is happening to. Gentile, righteous Gentiles should also speak out, because it's an injustice. But Jews especially, because it's their people and their brothers and sisters. If the Jews don't speak out, who will? When God asks us on Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, what did you do? I hope that everybody watching this video will have an answer. That at the very least, you helped us promote our videos, you helped us financially, you helped us make people more aware. You did things to speak out, to not be silent when you see this terrible type of injustice. Because JTF is loyal to the Jewish prisoners that are being held for political reasons in Israel. JTF is loyal to them and to their families and to the heroic Jewish pioneers in Judea and Samaria who are protecting us, whose presence with their bodies are protection for the Jewish people from the suicidal insanity of creating a so-called Palestinian state. There is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, but creating a so-called Palestine state in the heartland of biblical Israel, which would be national suicide for Israel, it is these Jewish heroes that are protecting the Jewish people from this lunacy. So, I just wanted to mention You know, we just did a Hebrew video, another Hebrew video protesting what has happened with Meir Ettinger this week, and the fact that his son had his brit, had his circumcision, and he wasn't allowed to attend while Arab terrorists sit in the Knesset. We just did a Hebrew video protesting it, and of course, we're doing other things also. We're helping as much as we can on the ground in Israel. But in English, too, we want to raise our voices in protest when we see this type of injustice. The second subject I want to speak about is the latest in the presidential campaign. As you know, as a Jewish organization fighting for the survival of Israel and the Jewish people, and fighting for justice, we have been working hard to try to help Ted Cruz, because if Ted Cruz got elected president, it would be a big improvement over what we have now. He's not the Mashiach. He's not the Messiah. He's not going to bring HaGe'ulah HaShlema VeHasofit. He's not going to bring the final and complete redemption to the Jewish people in the world. But it would be a major improvement over what we have now, because Ted Cruz is genuinely pro-Israel. Ted Cruz will deal with the Iranian nuclear threat. Ted Cruz is someone that we can enthusiastically support for the presidency. Even though, by the way, we're more right-wing than he is, certainly on the issue of Israel. But still, what he proposes compared to everything we've had so far is so much better that his presidency would be a big step up, which is why we devoted so many videos and so much time to trying to help him. In our English movement, our Hebrew language movement, of course, is devoted to what's going on in Israel. But in our English language movement, we felt that this was something that could make such a big difference, and so we've been pushing for his candidacy. This past week, he won in Wisconsin in the primary, Baruch Hashem, thank God, decisively against Donald Trump. And he also, this weekend, won 34 delegates in Colorado at the Colorado Republican State Convention. You know, I have to say, Ted Cruz is running such a brilliant campaign. A brilliant campaign. The media is against him. The establishment was always against him. Everything is against him. The media has been promoting Donald Trump day and night, wall-to-wall coverage. The establishment was promoting other candidates. Everybody tore him down. The odds have been so much against him. But he has run a brilliant campaign, thank God. A really, really very effective campaign. And I'll give you an example. In Colorado, they selected 34 delegates that are going to attend the Republican National Convention in July, which is going to be held in Cleveland, Ohio. And to give you an example of the incompetent Trump campaign versus the very competent, very effective, very efficient Cruz campaign. The Cruz campaign, of course, was all prepared, and they went to all the delegates at the Colorado State Convention to get them to vote, because you vote for slates of delegates in Colorado. That's how they select their delegates to the convention. So there was the slate that the Cruz people wanted, and the slate that the Trump people wanted. To show you how incompetent Donald Trump's campaign is, Donald Trump handed out lists of the slate that they're recommending to the delegates, right? They handed out their list, and on the list they had the wrong names on it. Some of the people listed on the Trump-recommended slate were actually Cruz delegates. They were telling people to vote for Cruz delegates, the Trump campaign. That's how incompetent they are. I mean, they are so dumb. They are so incompetent. They are such a joke. And after it was pointed out to them, after the media contacted them and others and said, hey, what are you doing here? After it was pointed out to them, they had the wrong numbers, wrong names. They were putting delegates from their opponent on their list. After it was pointed out to them how terrible this was, what are you doing here? They still didn't correct it properly. They still had three wrong names on their list. So you have a situation in which the Trump campaign, thank God, is so incompetent. The only reason that Trump is leading in delegates, and the only reason Trump is the favorite still to win the Republican nomination, God forbid, but he remains the favorite, is because the media has promoted him so relentlessly. So relentlessly. That includes all the biased personalities at Fox News, for instance, Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity, promoting him, Greta Van Susteren, promoting him night after night after night. and in addition to all the other media constantly pushing him and pushing his candidacy. And they're doing this, they've been doing this for almost a year now. In any event, we now have some very important battles coming up. Let me explain to you how this is going to work. The Cruz people, this is so brilliant, it's fantastic, and the Trump people are furious. They're saying, oh, this is terrible. And today they accuse the Cruz people of Gestapo tactics. I mean, if anybody engages in Gestapo tactics, it's Trump's campaign. But anyway, the Trump campaign actually called the Cruz people Nazis, accused them of Gestapo tactics just because they're following the rules and getting their people elected as delegates. Listen, look at how brilliant the Cruz people are. Trump, because all the non-Trump vote was divided, with just 33% of the vote, he won the South Carolina primary. Just to give you an example. He wins in South Carolina and with 33%, because there were 15 other candidates running against him, dividing the anti-Trump vote. And so he wins all 50 delegates that have to vote for him on the first ballot in South Carolina. That's only on the first ballot. The Cruz people go in, but the 50 delegates weren't selected yet. The 50 delegates from South Carolina have to vote for Donald Trump on the first ballot. They have to vote for him by law. But it doesn't mean that Trump gets to select who the delegates are. So Cruz got some of his people elected now as delegates from South Carolina. Delegates who are going to have to vote for Trump on the first ballot. In other words, they're supposedly Trump delegates, but they're actually Cruz. The Cruz campaign got the delegate slates now. After the primary's over, they went in. The Cruz people were so dedicated, they went in, they got their people elected as delegates, using the rules, using the simple rules, got their people elected as delegates. So now, even though they're going to vote for Trump from South Carolina, the 50 delegates will vote for Trump on the first ballot, if he does not get a majority on the first ballot, God willing. If he doesn't, some of those delegates are going to vote for Cruz on the second ballot. Because on the second ballot, they're free to vote for whomever they want. Isn't this fantastic? And the Cruz people are doing this all over the place. They did this in Iowa. Let me see the other states today that they did this in. Louisiana, Virginia, Iowa, South Carolina. All over the place they're doing this. Even when Trump is winning delegates, he's only winning it on the first ballot. In some cases, the first two ballots. In some states, the law says you have to vote for the candidate for the first two ballots. You have to stay with the candidate that you're committed to. But after that, the candidates are freed up. The delegates are freed up. So Cruz is going to go in there with far more delegates than what it says on paper. Because even some of the delegates who are technically Trump delegates really support Cruz. I hope you understand what I'm saying. In other words, some of the delegates that by law have to vote for Trump because of the results of primaries and caucuses, some of those delegates that have to vote for Trump on the first ballot really are Cruz supporting delegates who plan as soon as the first ballot is over to switch to Cruz. So, I mean, this is just brilliant. It's just brilliant. And so in Colorado, for instance, where they just elected 34 delegates, Cruz won all 34. All 34 delegates. I mean, he just swept the entire convention. Now, because of Trump's incompetence, he says, oh, this is, you see, the rules are unfair. They're rigged. They're unfair if you don't know how to read, you don't know how to write, you don't know how to do rules, you don't know how to run a competent campaign. Then I guess, you know, if you have a low IQ, which is what the Trump campaign people have, then it's unfair. And the Trump campaign people are so incompetent, are so stupid. I mean, I could do a whole show here for hours on all of the incredibly stupid things that Trump people are doing all over the country. I mean, they're so incompetent because they're trailer trash. The Trump people are trailer trash, okay? And they're trying to run a campaign. And Trump himself, although he brags about how rich he is and how he gets the best people, he's a cheapskate. He's too cheap to hire people. I mean, he could hire good people. He claims he has all this money. Let him spend the millions of dollars it takes to hire people, like the Cruz campaign has done, that are competent, that understand the rules, that know how to organize, that know how in each state the rules are different. You have to know what the laws are, you have to know what the rules are. That's the way it works in a free society. You got to know how it works. And the Cruz people are doing this. and doing it very effectively. So, I just want you to know, if we can keep Donald Trump, God willing, from getting the 1,237 delegates you need, that's a majority. Majority of the delegates. You've got to get a majority in order to win the nomination. If we can keep him from getting 1,237 delegates on the first ballot, what happens is, if no candidate gets a majority on the first ballot, what is the first ballot? That's the first voting, the first time the convention delegates all vote. If we can keep him from getting that majority on the first ballot, then it goes to a second ballot. And in the second ballot, most of those delegates are freed up to vote the way they want, and a lot of those delegates are going to abandon Donald Trump, God willing. So if he doesn't win on the first ballot, I don't think he's going to win the nomination. I think Ted Cruz has a real shot at getting the nomination on the second ballot. So that's what it's all about now. We're trying to keep him below the 1,237 vote majority to get a first ballot victory at the convention. If we can keep him below the majority, prevent him from getting a majority on the first ballot, I think Ted Cruz has a good chance of winning, God willing. Unfortunately, though, the states that are coming up to vote now, because Trump already has 700 and I think 760 delegates, I don't remember exactly, but he has, you know, he's moving toward that goal of getting the 1,237 delegates. I think he needs less than 500 more. And we're moving into states now with primaries and caucuses which are very favorable to Donald Trump, like New York, for instance, his home state of New York, where there are going to be 95 delegates up, 95 delegates available, and Trump probably will win, God forbid. We hope, we want to try to prevent it. We should do everything we can to try to prevent it, but probably the odds are that Trump will probably win all 95 delegates in New York. And then you have states like Pennsylvania, Maryland, Connecticut, Delaware, Rhode Island, in the Northeast. That's where Trump is strongest. In the Midwest, then it goes to the Midwest, in the Midwest and in the Western states, Cruz is stronger. So you're going to have a rough period now where Trump once again is going to be in the driver's seat getting a lot of delegates, God forbid. I always say God forbid because we even if something seems likely to happen, we still want to try, you know, we still want to try to move things in our direction every step of the way. So, you know, the next few weeks, the next several weeks look like they're going to be favorable to Trump, God forbid. Then we move to contests where Cruz has a better chance, God willing. And then finally, the final round of primaries will be on June 7th, including California. And California has 172 delegates. That's by far the biggest state. And that will probably decide whether or not Trump goes over the majority, gets the majority, or doesn't get the majority. If he falls short of a majority, even then there's a danger because he can make deals to try to get a majority. He could offer John Kasich, for instance, the vice presidency. He could do all types of deal making, try to cut deals to get that majority, even if he doesn't have a majority now. So we got to, right up until that first ballot vote in July, we want to keep him below and the majority and prevent him from getting a majority vote. And if we could do that, then we may be in good shape. It looks like we'll be able to stop him from getting the nomination, God willing. That's the name of the game right now. So we're doing everything we can. And we're by the way, we're involved with trying to help and all the strategizing and everything else. We're speaking to people. I can't even go into all the detail, but, you know, JTF is actually involved in helping out. In interesting ways, which I can't even share with you, unfortunately, because if I share it with you, it's going to sabotage what we're doing. But we're actually involved in helping out with all of this, in all of this strategizing and helping out with all of this. And it's amazing. It will be amazing if Ted Cruz can pull this off. It will be a miracle. It will be absolutely amazing. Because you remember, only a few weeks ago, everybody was saying for sure Donald Trump will definitely be the nominee now. He's unstoppable. He's inevitable. He's unstoppable. You remember, they were saying that. Now they're not sure. There's still a good chance, God forbid, that Trump will get the nomination, but at least now we have a chance of stopping him. We do have a chance of stopping him, and we're doing everything we can to stop him. We've got the New York primary coming up. Of course, if you are a Republican, or if you know Republicans in New York, make sure to tell them and convince them to vote for Ted Cruz, to get out and vote for Ted Cruz. Then the next week we've got the primaries in Pennsylvania and Maryland and all these other northeastern states. Again, We got to get the vote out and support Ted Cruz. Help us with our videos. Help us get the word out on Facebook, on YouTube, everywhere else, and try to promote this. Because, you know, we reach people that the Trump Trump and Cruz campaigns are not reaching. We reach a segment of people with our videos and with our Facebook and with our Twitter account and with our YouTube accounts. We reach people, and with other things that we're doing, we reach people that the official campaigns don't reach. So it can only help. I don't know if it's going to be enough to actually make a difference. Who knows? Who knows? But it can't hurt. It can't hurt. So we're going to be doing various things to try to influence things and push things in the right direction. Help us out with that. There are four things you can do to help. There are four things you can do to help us. Help Meir Ettinger, who, by the way, is the grandson of our Moreno Verabeinu Harav Meir Kahana Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo. He is the grandson of our leader, Rabbi Kahana. I didn't mention that in the beginning when I was speaking about Meir Ettinger, the Jewish hero who is in prison now unjustly. But if you want to help people like Meir Ettinger, and if you want to help the Jewish heroes in Israel, and if you want to help us with our Ted Cruz campaign, there are four things we ask you to do. Number one, we need your prayers. Prayers are very important. Prayers make a difference. We need your prayer. Please pray for the success of what we're doing, of our efforts. Please pray for us. Second, when you see us put up Hebrew and or English videos, even if you don't speak Hebrew, you can still like, favorite, comment. You can still help promote the videos on the search engines. Help us with our Hebrew and English videos. That's the second thing. Third, become active on our main pages. If you comment on our main pages, if you're active on our main pages, the more active you are, the more you comment, the more people are involved. That also helps with the search engines. We have two great main pages. If you speak Hebrew, hayamin.org is our Hebrew main page. Help us with that. If you don't speak Hebrew, then jtf.org, the English main page. The great Shlomo does 7 or 8 articles and videos that he puts there. Articles, videos, all types of things being put up there every single day on the English language main page, which is jtf.org. That's the third thing you can help with. And fourth, which is last but not least, of course, naturally, we need your financial support. That's if only we had. Can imagine if we had a multi-million-dollar budget, all the good we could do. All the good we could do for the Jewish prisoners in Israel and their families. All the good we could do for the heroic Hilltop youth. All the good that we could do for Ted Cruz's, to promote the Ted Cruz campaign, and do it with Jews for Cruz. Because we promote things pretty effectively. Can you imagine all that we could do? Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box. It does make a difference. Every donation helps. Help us. Help us. God bless the people who are generously helping us, who are part of our team and working to help us. If you prefer to send it to our post office box, that's wonderful and very helpful. Equally good. Makes no difference to us. Equally good if you want to do it online. To us, it makes no difference. You want to do it with the post office box, or you want to do it online with your credit card, makes no difference. If you want to do it online for convenience sake with your credit card, you just go to our PayPal account, which is on our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. Hayamin.org is our Hebrew main page. On top, in English, there's a donate button. You click on the donate button, and in several minutes, you can very conveniently donate and help us. This is a very important and critical time that we're entering into. We're going to do everything we can to try to make a difference now. We're going to try our best. I don't know if I can't promise you we're going to succeed. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we don't succeed, you know, but we got to try. We have to try our best. We have to do everything we can, and that we are going to do. We're going to do our very best, and you can be part of that great effort. You can be, if we fight together as a team, God willing, hopefully, we can make a historic difference. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.